Hi, this is Francesca from Oroville Radio, and today we are reporting from the town hall where the students of the American University of Paris had their last day here in Oroville, and we would like to know how was their experience and what they have been doing in this 3 weeks internship, and what they are going to take back home. We have the responsible for the group, which is Professor Charles Talcott, and a student, Claire Levitt. If you would like to share with us what you have gathered from this experience.
Well, today's a really exciting day for us. It's the fruits of almost 4.5 weeks of intensive work here in Oroville. It's part of the Sustainable Development Practicum. It's a program in collaboration with the American University of Paris and Linnaeus University of Sweden. The students come to Oroville. They study all aspects, the integral aspects of sustainability, environmental, cultural, social, economic, and spiritual. And they're mostly master's students in global communications, civil society, and public policy, conflict resolution. They come to Oroville and take seminars, visit the various units, but also they're working very intensively in various units and some of the NGOs around Pondicherry. To develop communications and development communications materials. And today they're presenting all of their projects.
Okay. So what about you, your experience as a student?
Well, I'm Claire Levitt, and I'm a bit of an outlier in the program. I'm actually studying international relations and public policy at AUP, so I came into this not knowing much about communications and not really sure how I would make my project multimedia. That was the biggest challenge for me, but ultimately I decided to volunteer at Adicom Network, which is an organization based in Pondicherry that works for the political emancipation, if you will, of the Dalit community. They're also known as the Untouchables, although that term was abolished in, I believe it was, 54. And I spent 2.5 very intensive weeks at Adicom, and I was able to put my skills that I've developed in my master's program and in my career before I entered graduate school. I was really able to utilize those skills. I wrote 2 grant applications for them. I put together an instruction manual that would serve as a guideline for grant writing after I left, a press kit that they could send to international organizations, and an online profile that will be published after I return to Paris. That really tells the story of the founder of, the manager of Adicom, who's been with Adicom since the beginning. And that will kind of present the organization with much-needed publicity, because they're really doing amazing things, but unfortunately a lot of NGOs in India don't have a big international profile. Mm-hmm. So I really found it an extremely rewarding experience. It was.
How did you feel that the students responded to this experience, to this 4 weeks experience? Were the problems higher than the gains, or actually they immersed themselves in the Oroville experience from day first?
Oh, that's a loaded question. No, I think it was a mixed bag. A lot of us struggled at first. I know going into Adicom, I was initially very overwhelmed by the amount of work I would have to do. But, you know, at the end of it, I really feel like I accomplished a lot, and I got my project done, and I feel like I really made a contribution. A lot of us, I'd say about maybe a third of the group worked in Pondicherry and the rest worked in Oroville, and they're 2 completely different experiences. Pondicherry may be more quote-unquote authentically Indian, which is part of the reason that drew me to Pondi. But, you know, the sustainability aspects of Oroville are also really inspiring. We heard a presentation about the Bamboo Center in Oroville, Upasana, the Sustainable Fashion House. And these are a lot of places that I haven't had much experience with since I've been in Pondi every day. Yeah. So it's also been an experience for me just talking to other students. And
do you think you're going to come back to Oroville in your future life?
I really hope so.
Well, we hope so too. Then thank you very much, and have a great journey back home.
Thank you.